No, the old man said, and he drove the blade between the vertebrae and the brain. It was an easy shot now, and he felt the cartilage sever. The old man reversed the oar and put the blade between the shark's jaws to open them. He twisted the blade, and as the shark slid loose, he said, Go on, Galano. Slide down a mile deep. Go see your friend, or maybe it's your mother. The old man wiped the blade of his knife and laid down the oar. Then he found the sheet, and the sail filled, and he brought the skiff onto her course. They must have taken a quarter of him and of the best meat, he said aloud. I wish it were a dream and that I had never hooked him. I'm sorry about it, fish. It makes everything wrong. He stopped, and he did not want to look at the fish now. Drained of blood and awash, he looked the color of the silver backing of a mirror, and his stripes still showed. I shouldn't have gone out so far, fish, he said. Neither for you nor for me. I'm sorry, fish. Now, he said to himself, look to the lashing on the knife and see if it has been cut. Then get your hand in order, because there still is more to come. I wish I had a stone for the knife, the old man said after he had checked the lashing on the oar butt. I should have brought a stone. You should have brought many things, he thought, but you did not bring them, old man. Now is no time to think of what you do not have. Think of what you can do with what there is. You give me much good counsel, he said aloud. I'm tired of it. He held the tiller under his arm and soaked both his hands in the water as the skiff drove forward. God knows how much that last one took, he said, but she's much lighter now. He did not want to think of the mutilated underside of the fish. He knew that each of the jerking bumps of the shark had been meat torn away, and that the fish now made a trail for all sharks as wide as a highway through the sea. He was a fish to keep a man all winter, he thought. Don't think of that. Just rest and try to get your hands in shape to defend what is left of him. The blood smell from my hands means nothing now with all that scent in the water. Besides, they do not bleed much. There is nothing cut that means anything. The bleeding may keep the left from cramping. What can I think of now? He thought. Nothing. I must think of nothing and wait for the next ones. I wish it had really been a dream, he thought. But who knows? It might have turned out well. The next shark that came was a single shovel nose. He came like a pig to the trough, if a pig had a mouth so wide that you could put your head in it. The old man let him hit the fish and then drove the knife on the oar down into his brain. But the shark jerked backwards as he rolled, and the knife blade snapped.